Amar Shena is an absolutely incredible bracha. We start off by thanking our Kodesh Baruch Hu for waking us up in the morning. And then we start a whole Yehiratzin. And the Yehiratzin says, Yehiratzin mufanecha Hashem elakeinu velakeha v'seinish, targileinu b'sayir asecha. Make us familiar with your Torah. V'dabkeinu v'mitzvasecha, and attach us to your mitzvahs. V'al t'vien l'ildecheit, do not bring us to sin. Even these words alone are absolutely huge. Rav Shimshon Falhash explains that in this bracha of Hanosan Yarev Kayach and Hamar Vishena, through saying these brachas, we've passed over entirely to the realm of wakefulness. We're totally awake and alert now. So what do we do as soon as we've really kind of clicked in with our day? We dive into Hashem's help in the faithful fulfillment of our daily tasks. We don't know what stands ahead of us on any day. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. However, the first prerequisite for the proper execution of our task, regardless of what that task is, the first thing that we need to know is what the Ratzon Hashem is. We need knowledge of Hashem's teaching. Says Rav Hirsch, we have to be so conversant with it, so comfortable with it, so confident with it, that the mitzvahs will accompany us and be familiar to us every step of the way. The word chitargileinu b'sayir asecha is an unusual one. But it comes from the word ragil. Ragil is someone who's become adept or familiar with something. We talk about it on the Chazan in the Hinani on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Gemara in Tanis is zaken v'ragil. Someone who's adept. Someone who is absolutely comfortable with what they need to do. So what are we doing here? We're asking for the strength to adhere firmly to Hashem's mitzvahs so that nothing can cause us to stray from His mitzvahs. We ask for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to help us in both of these endeavors because we truly need it every single step that we take. If we're meant to remain free from sin, deliberate or unintentional, we need to stay clean, we need to stay clear. We need Hashem to help us if we're not going to have to fear trials, shameful personal inadequacy, the power of temptation, unbridled passion. We need to have His support to grow even more determined in our inclination to do good and to subordinate the rebellious elements within us to Hashem's will, and to become and remain ever more worthy of Hashem's favor and the approval of our fellow men. We view, says Rav Hirsch, something so beautiful. We view every such evidence of divine assistance as another proof of Hashem's love, and we pledge to give them proper appreciation and put them to proper use. Put very simply, in a day when there is so much that is unknown, there's one thing that we do know. How to keep mitzvahs. How to allow the mitzvahs to be points of light and connection throughout our day. That they punctuate our day with holiness, with kedusha, with spirituality. That the mitzvahs sit comfortably with us. That we know how to fulfill them. That we know their halachas, that we know their details. That we're able to fulfill them in a halachically compliant way. And when we do that, and as we do that, our day is punctuated with holiness. We're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Through bringing Him into our lives and making His presence manifest, we're binding ourselves up with Him. And that makes our day a totally different day. Then of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us as we go through our day. Of course He's going to guide us through complex interactions. Of course His Shekhinah will be present with us as we go. Because we're walking hand in hand with Hashem. It's this sense of attachment that's absolutely crucial to us on a daily basis and allows us to navigate life's challenges.